If for one night we gon' get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It is High Society Radio.
Ow!
On the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. And our subreddit is reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. That's everything. That's everything you need to know. Any way to contact us or look at our Amazon wish list. Chris, is it still there?
It's still there.
Is it on our, where is it most readily available?
Twitter. I'll repost it again this week.
Good. All right. Well, I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And you're listening to High Society Radio, where sluts for morelikeradio.com.
Yeah.
Is that what we are?
We're dirty, skanky sluts.
I don't know if I like that.
Whatever you want. We would do whatever you want.
Jesus, Johnny. All right. Well, it's the week after Valentine's. We didn't even mention last Friday was Valentine's Day.
Why?
Because we're big Valentine's Day guys. You know, every year we have our big Valentine's Day show.
That's true.
We give out advice to people.
Yeah, we give out romantic advice.
Life.
Yeah. And we just jerk off. We all just circle jerk.
See, now you're getting really crude.
But that's what it is.
I don't remember us.
I mean, we usually don't tell people that.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know, behind the curtain. Yeah. Letting people in.
Behind the crusty curtain.
Yeah, we're jerking off the entire time during our annual Valentine's Day show that happens every year.
The breathing's a bit heavier.
That's saying a lot because I am a heavy, heavy smoker, and I am overweight. And it's hard for me to even talk into this microphone.
Yeah.
But I'm doing it. I'm getting it done, Bronx Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Olympics are swiftly coming to a close, and I'm
fucking God.
Really?
Shit is terrible.
I like the Olympics because there's always something on to watch. There's I'm home. There's nothing on TV. I'll just put the Olympics on. I'll find out about, I don't know.
Women's hockey. That's all that's popping right now.
What about men's hockey? What are you talking about?
They're not in the gold medal games. The men made the gold medal games?
Not yet.
All right.
I think it's a semifinal as of this recording.
Oh, okay.
We did beat the shit out of Russia over the last weekend.
About time.
Did you see the Jamaican bobsled team released a song for their...
It can't be better than the Cool Running song.
I don't know what the Cool Running song is.
If you ain't got John Candy, you ain't legit. So.
I haven't watched Cool Runnings in a long time, though. When I went to Jamaica, coming back from Jamaica, I think it was in the Kingston airport.
Yeah,
it was in the Kingston airport.
Did somebody say you look like John Candy?
You can kiss my ass, Johnny. There was a smoking lounge, which was also like a bar. So I went to the found the smoking bar smoking lounge slash bar, and they were just playing Cool Runnings on loop on the TV. It was
weird. You said that before.
Yeah.
They want white people to feel like, you know, friendly in there and shit.
This is what you know Jamaican culture, right?
Yeah.
Cool Runnings.
Why don't they just play like Bob Marley videos or something? People know that.
They have too many white people. Yeah, a lot of Bob Marley.
A lot of Bob Marley playing at the resorts in Jamaica.
They just fucking want you out of that island. Oh my God, yeah. Spend your money, leave your women, and fuck off.
Oh, they just hate white people.
I could imagine.
Do they? Isn't that where they get all their money?
Yeah, that's the weird part. It's a country dependent totally on tourism.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand why they hate the white man. Sure, we're awful.
True.
But come on. Try not to just rape all day long. Rape in the sense of just overcharging for things.
Correct.
All right, now, here's the bobsled song. The Jamaican bobsled team put this together because, well, this is the first time they've come back to the Olympics, I think, since like 1988, when the Cool Runnings was based on.
It's been a while.
They lost all their luggage and equipment while going over to...
it was lost?
It was lost. Are you saying they're scamming people?
Fucking Norwegians, man.
I don't know if that. I don't know why you're blaming Norwegians for this.
There's beef there.
And they had to like go online, and they had like $30,000 of doggy coin donated to them so they can get over.
Well, no, you didn't know doggy coin is supporting them.
Yeah, doggy coin supporting them.
So
yeah.
We talked about that the last time that you were not here.
That's good. That's good.
All right, so now this is the song they made for, you know, for their triumphant return to the Olympics. This is the Jamaican bobsled team.
It's a pretty budget animation they got going here. Nice. It works. You know we do it right. How are they doing?
Not well. They're not from, they're from Jamaica.
Oh.
And what? The song is actually supposed to go along with like the track of the actual bobsled track. So when they say go to the right is when they should be turning right on the bobsled track.
Oh, I got shit. You.
Well, I mean, isn't 129 kind of long for a bobsled run?
Why are there dolphins in the video?
Because this song is 1:29.
I think that's good for a bobsled run. I'm not sure. I only watch bobsledding once every 4 years.
What the fuck is going on here?
If that...
There's a jackfruit on there. The national fruit of Jamaica.
She's got some nice 8-bit titties on there, though. That's nice.
Yeah, the whole video's an 8-bit.
Stacked! I'm surprised they didn't have like DJ from Street Fighter come out and kick something.
Oh, they definitely should have. That would have made this video way better.
Or at least Blanca.
Damn.
He always seemed Jamaican to me.
Them donkey coins didn't really buy much, did it?
It got him over there. They're chilling in Russia. Probably tearing it up. All those athletes do is bang afterwards.
That's what I hear.
Listen, there's only one bobsled song, and it's this crappy one. This is the Cool Runnings bobsled song. That's it. He sang for 2 seconds. It's better than the 8-bit version.
No, I like the 8-bit version better. The
8-bit version had a little bit more heart.
Those guys didn't even have those crazy names in real life.
Yeah,
I know. We found that out. We were talking about this 2 weeks ago.
Well, there's an update on it. The bobsled team's back, and they haven't made a song. So it makes sense to reiterate.
Yeah.
Right, Johnny?
Is the same Bolt on there? He's like their nation's one athlete. He does everything.
He's not jacked enough. Those guys, I was watching them over the last weekend, and those guys are just huge. They're just huge.
That defeats the purpose of being on the bob. You're supposed to be light, ain't you?
I don't
to
know.
Move
it's all about the push start. So you got to have brolic legs at least.
One like, at least, yeah, but he's saying like...
Don't you remember in Cool Runnings, that's
shit.
Why they thought he could take... That's why John Candy thought he could take a track runner and make him into a bobsledder. You see, don't you remember the plot of Cool Runnings?
It's been a while. It's not on loop in my crib, but I guess...
I like to pretend my house is Jamaica, so I just leave that on loop.
And they have a lot of 8-bit. That seems to be popping up there.
It's a throwback, you know?
I hear you,
it's nice. Also, last weekend, Bodie Miller, the American skier who has a bunch of medals, was able to get the bronze.
Good for him.
After tanking in another event, not even meddling. Oh. And this guy, do you know who Bodie Miller is?
Yeah,
he's like a real maniac. He has a bunch of kids from different women.
Yeah, he
parties hard.
Was on reality TV for a little bit too.
Was
he? I think he was.
Yeah, well, he's a real madman. But you know, he's gotten a bunch of medals. Well, I think it was NBC. I think this video should be up towards the front. Yeah, that's it. They grabbed him after he won the bronze and just harassed him. About his dead brother immediately after winning this bronze medal.
Who did that, Jim Gray?
Some chick. I can't remember. Here it is.
Down here, what's going through your mind?
I mean, a lot, obviously. Just a long struggle coming in here. And just a tough year. And
I know you wanted to be here with Chile, really experiencing these games. And how much does it mean to you to come up with a great performance for him? And was it for him?
Do you think he'd be disappointed you only got a bronze?
Third place.
I don't know if it's really for him, but I wanted to come here and I don't know, I guess make myself proud. But
oh, no, he's breaking down.
When you're looking up in the sky at the start, we see you there.
Oh,
and
this is rough.
Looks like you're talking to somebody. What's going on there?
What a cunt.
Oh, what a bitch. Why don't you just lick his face?
Now Bodie Miller. Oh. Now Bodie Miller just put his head down.
He's hunched over crying.
He's hunched over and crying about his dead brother.
She fucking rubbed his back after she got what she wanted.
Oh, yeah.
What a cunt.
I think he came out later saying that it's not their fault. They were just doing their job. He didn't blame her.
Bodie Miller's a cool dude, man.
I guess. I kind of prefer the old Bodie Miller, who would have tied on a mean drunk and just lost his shit.
His brother died.
He should have been like, fuck my brother. This medal's mine.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he'd be claiming bronze. If it was gold, maybe.
Yeah.
That third place finish, don't fucking. You don't want to salute your brother like that, your dead brother like that?
Yeah, it's true. It's pretty fucked up.
It's not a good time.
It's just awful. She just kept on staring her back towards. It looks like you were looking up in the sky before. Were you talking to Chili?
Oh, man, they better not let her do any more sports.
Bodie, do you think Chili would have liked... Do you think he approved of you having multiple children out of wedlock?
Just probe that motherfucker.
Bodie, what do you think Chili thinks of you right now if he were in heaven? Or possibly hell?
That bronze is pretty rough.
You think he could use some snow in hell?
That's pretty good.
Bodie, are you crying yet? Because I'm trying to get this. We're trying to get...
Oh, she got more than that. I think she was pissed because he put his head down.
That was bad, man.
That was fucking brutal.
Bodie Miller breaking down.
But they
vultures.
I feel like they always do that in the Olympics. They try to make it like more than it's just like people skiing. Like,
they try to give you a story, but not to the point where they fucking fetching tears.
Yeah,
she was out for fucking tears, man. Maybe some snot. I don't know. That was rough, son.
The Olympics have been good. You don't like them, right, Johnny?
Not the winter ones.
I like the Winter Olympics.
I'd rather watch the Winter X Games. That's my shit.
Oh, my God. There was some snowboarder from, I believe, Sweden, who they said crazy dreads, and he was doing terribly, and he just didn't care. He was just like some X
They're
Games
fucking
dude.
Rich kids, man. They don't give a fuck.
I think all
they
of them are rich
need,
kids.
Yeah, they don't even need the money.
And then the kid just started, at one point, the kid just started throwing up the W and saying, who tanks for the children? It was really weird.
Eat that ass?
Yeah, I swear to God. There's a vine of it going around that line.
That guy's fucking awesome. Good for you, bro.
Yeah, and he was like screwing up and still acting like, yeah, I did it, son. What up?
Yeah, I'm on TV.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm on TV, though. You know who I am right now, right?
So fucking funny.
I love it.
So good.
Oh, man.
Here it is. Here's the vine.
Oh, shit.
Why is he saying it so many times?
It's fine. It repeats, Chris.
Oh. That's awesome, man. Why couldn't they interview him a little bit longer? Bodie Miller looking like a bitch on TV.
Well, they want people to look like bitches. They want people to be all happy and whatnot.
That dude's a man.
Yeah, that guy's great. I don't think he a medal or anything.
Who
but,
gives a fuck?
Yeah,
he was there to have a good time, bang some snow bunnies. He's all right.
Just crush Olympic pussy.
Hell yeah. Fucking smoking weed with the Jamaican bobsled team.
Hell yeah.
They're good.
You think they get a lot of pussy at the Olympics?
Fuck yeah,
man. Every year they say, like, we handed out 300,000 condoms, and they ran out of condoms here at the Olympics. Because it's literally just young people just banging. Like, and once their events are done, what else is there
to
do the Olympic Village?
To be fair, like, when you
eat chicken nuggets?
To get to the Olympics, all you got to do, you train your whole life just to get there. So the one time you get some puss around you, you're probably just going to pound that shit out.
That's true. They're probably very hyped.
I'm not saying like...
And there's nothing to do in Sochi, Russia.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the prostitutes are in like the Central Red Square, wherever
they don't need prostitutes. Everyone's just looking to bang. They're all young kids, like mad good shape.
And hell good shape, yeah. So they look all right, son.
Except for the curlers.
They're not terrible. Is there fat curlers?
Probably.
The skipper of the men's America team is a little chubby.
Wait, they call the captain a skipper?
Yeah, skipper. Oh, skipper and vice skip.
That's boss right there. That's nice. I haven't heard that one in a minute.
Skipper, Jesus.
You think he has an S on his fucking jacket when he's about town?
Was he the captain?
Yo, Skip, what's up, Skip? Yeah.
I like curling. I like watching it. I know it's not ironic. I enjoy watching the curling during the Olympics.
There's nothing wrong with that, man. It's a fucking sport. Apparently, go for it.
Shuffleboard dog on ice.
Basically,
what's up?
That's all that
they
is.
They got a curling rink in Long Island. We go check it out. They have classes.
We should go then. We should go party. $30.
What?
Or $10, but you only get to play for an hour. $30 is 2 hours and a longer lesson.
How much is it for a fucking an hour?
$10.
For five, I can get 30 minutes, right? It don't look like that. I want to do that shit for an hour. 30 minutes should be fine.
No, you can curl for an hour. You just got to get beers. Anything is good if you have beers.
You're nice, though.
I also found out during the Olympic coverage that curling rocks, official ones, only come from one place in the entire world, in an island in Scotland.
Really?
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
I know. It's just a rock.
Are they mad good at fucking curling?
I don't think so. The Canada is the really ones who run curling.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the national sport, right?
I thought it was like
a discus thing. I didn't even know it was a rock.
I think curling is the national sport of Canada.
Look that up, because I think it's hockey.
I'm pretty sure it's hockey, dude. They play it. I don't know if it's a national sport.
They're dominating in the Olympics.
Yeah, they probably own that shit.
The Russian team's pretty hot, of the women.
Oh, fuck yes.
They were like, yeah, they used to be figure skaters. Some of them used to be figure skaters, and they figured they got injured, so they'll just curl now.
In Russia, they fucking make you... You're either bred for fucking being Olympian, a ballerina, or a fuck machine. Sometimes they mix it all in there.
Apparently, they're both considered the national sports of...
On the back of the $5 Canadian dollar bill, there's kids playing hockey. It has to be hockey.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's hockey, dude.
I'm seeing things that say that they're both the national sports of Canada.
Let's just stick with hockey, dude.
Fine. We'll stick with hockey. The internet is wrong. You guys are right. Based on the back of the Canadian $2 bill.
$5.
$5 bill. These coins for lower denominations, Chris. Jesus Christ.
Even $2? They don't have $2 bills? I know they use it for dollars. That's why the strippers have those targets on their fucking legs.
Oh, what?
Damn. Yeah, if you hit the target with the dollar coin, you get a free lap dance.
What? Gotta go out to Canada more often.
Have you ever been?
Once. But where? I was a kid. I don't remember. I think they said Montreal, Quebec, or some shit.
Montreal, some French Canada. What's up?
I don't remember. I was like 4. I was like, fuck. I guess thanks.
You got to see the sights, right?
Yeah, that's always
Mount
good.
Royal or whatever?
Yeah.
Do you eat poutine?
Probably. I've had it before.
That's
in the
national
it's not
dish
bad.
Of curling.
There you go. Poutine's not bad.
Poutine's good as hell.
It's pretty good. It's like a shitty shepherd's pie.
It's not a shepherd's pie. It's cheese curds and fucking french fries
man.
And gravy.
Poutine's, it's great, but it has the crust on the top.
No.
No.
What the fuck did I eat? The dicker told me it was jizz. Poutine. No, it wasn't jizz.
It was crusty jizz.
And Johnny, fucking... have you ever been correctly informed of something?
I don't know. The dude told me it was poutine.
No, I can firmly say no.
Probably not.
No, there was that one time that he knew that Monsanto made Agent Orange. So I will give you that one.
Well, that's pretty good, Johnny. Now I look like an asshole. You're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And our Reddit subreddit is r/High Society Radio. I urge everyone to check it out.
Wu-Tang is for the kids.
Wu-Tang is for the children, as that dude from Sweden taught us.
That dude is awesome, man.
Chris, you tell me you saw something in Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
They have, they released about stats about New York. This is a New York story.
Yeah, the top 10 neighborhoods in that have Ashley Madison members, which means people who cheat on their spouses.
Nice.
The richer neighborhoods are on the top here.
All right. So, I don't know. You just told me. You didn't tell me what number one was. Let me guess. Number one. So it's richer neighborhoods.
All five boroughs and a little bit Long Island.
Is it neighborhood? I can't just say Manhattan. It has to be a neighborhood in Manhattan, right?
Neighborhood in Manhattan, yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll guess, and Johnny, you guess.
Okay.
I'm going to guess number one is Tribeca. Rich people live there.
Long Island, is West Islip considered like a fucking...
I don't know shit about Long Island, Johnny.
It's like West Long Islip. Island right near Queens.
West Islip, I'll say that.
No.
No?
That's not on there. Tribeca is number 3.
All right. I'll take that.
Tribeca is number 3. You know what? Above that is Gramercy Park.
It makes sense. Okay.
Because, that's fancy.
It's Gramercy, yeah.
Yeah. And then number 1, actually, surprising to me, is Park Slope.
Really? Park Slope is where most people are banging each other's wives.
That's where people associate as, like, the family epicenter of New York right now.
Don't mean it's a happy family.
True.
See, I would associate, like, Brooklyn Heights with the family epicenter. Because if you're in Brooklyn Heights in the morning, all you see are people.
Same as Park Slope in the midday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
just people with their kids and
just,
shit.
Just people with multiple children, just young white couples with children in strollers or walking around. It's crazy. It's nothing but people having sex and popping out children in Brooklyn Heights.
Well, there's a lot of Jehovah's Witnesses down there.
Really?
According to this fucking list, they might not even be their old kids and shit.
Is Brooklyn Heights on the list?
Pretty bad.
Brooklyn Heights is not on the list. It's
faithful.
after Tribeca is Great Neck, and then Hell's Kitchen in the top five.
Well, Hell's Kitchen has to be because of like gay guys, right? And that doesn't that shouldn't count.
I think it's traditional marriage.
People are just constantly having sex with each other anyway.
Is that what it is?
I don't know. I probably came off terrible that in that last thing bad. I just
I'm
said.
Like, what?
Yeah, Chelsea's not on here at all.
Yeah, but there's mad gay people in Hell's Kitchen.
I don't even think Ashley Madison has a gay part to it, does it? It's just like fucking married
people.
Yeah,
they
do. They do?
Of course, it's a dating website.
I thought it was just for married people that wanted to cheat.
No, no, you could be there on there as single. Oh, but okay. I think it's supposed to be mostly married people that want to like.
So why are these richer why do rich people like. Like I bet you. Rich people are just using Ashley Madison more. Whereas poor people just are like.
Yeah, that's why you're not seeing the poor.
Yeah, it's straight.
I mean, I think poor people are just going to the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. MySpace, Backpage.com, all those websites.
MySpace, you just say?
Yeah, Tinder. People cheat on there. It's coming back.
No
son.
One uses MySpace.
That's why you go there to cheat.
Oh, yeah. So
nobody's there.
How are you
going
to find people to cheat with?
They did.
That's who's there.
Fucking. Nah, I'm pretty sure that if you average out the hours that people work in that neighborhood, the sole like fucking income breadwinner, they're probably out of that house for more than 40 hours a week. Bitches get lonely, son. Looking for that bone.
That's true.
Just saying.
Oh,
fucking
boy.
Chipotle delivery boy or whatever. Maybe you got a
Chipotle doesn't deliver.
Bill de Blasio.
And with that kind of money, they probably will.
Bill de Blasio, our mayor, lives in Park Slope. You think he's cheating on his lesbian wife? Or
maybe
she's
cheating on him.
So.
I think she's cheating on
him. Well, there's a lot of lesbians in Park Slope.
There is.
Before it was the family epicenter, it was. I always thought it was known as just mad lesbians live in Park Slope.
Lesbian
didn't they
place.
Film the L word out there, some shit?
Probably. I don't know why they wouldn't. Because fucking Park Slope,
just
at least like in the
up.
mid to late 90s, it was just mad lesbians. I'm sure they're still there. But
couldn't be out there with no dick. I'll tell you that right now, son. Punch you in the face.
What?
You don't belong out here, son. You got a dick.
Just roving bands of lesbians.
Just punching
Slope,
people, men in the face. Like, fuck out of here.
But that was also when, like, mad Puerto Rican people still live on 3rd Avenue.
Yeah.
And that's all changed now, right?
It is very different now, yeah. There's a there's not a lot of crackheads on 3rd Avenue anymore.
Oh, come
weird.
When I was a kid.
I don't know if that's better or worse. I can't tell.
There used to be a lot of crack prostitutes on 3rd Avenue. They used to throw water balloons at them.
That's terrible. They're just out there trying to make a living. Make
I was just
happy.
Trying to get...
They're not trying to make a living. They're trying to buy crack, Johnny. That's not living.
That's their living.
That's their living. They don't have it. They could die.
That's how they get rid of their hunger pangs.
That's what I'm saying. Dubbed over in pain on the street. You just laughing at them, but they hurting. They arm it just a little bit too, probably. I don't fucking know.
Johnny, come on, man. Come on, dude.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure, though, they did the math of, like, I don't know. How many people responded to... Well, how's that work?
No, it's
anyway?
Just how many registered members... How many registered
from,
active
right?
members...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the percentage of registered active members of, on Ashley Madison.
Who all are right. banging each other when they're not married to said person.
Mm. I'm assuming they're not counting people who cashed in their guarantee. Because, you know, they guarantee you that you will get laid or your money back on Ashley Madison.
What? No shit. All right, it's a prostitute website. Fantastic.
It's not a prostitute website, Johnny.
Didn't Match.com do some shit like that before? They like I don't know if it was prostitutes, but they did some shit where they set up dates and
wait,
stuff happened.
That's what Match.com does.
The commercials? Is like they
no.
film members on dates?
I thought they got in trouble for something a while back, a couple years ago, where they got caught doing something like shady.
I don't know. I have
like
no idea.
Escorts or call girls on there, some shit, no?
No.
Hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there's escorts and call girls on every single dating website that
probably.
Exists.
Yeah.
Not an OkCupid. They're better than that.
You never been to Backpage.com? The kids put me onto that.
That's
one.
Not a dating website.
I know
that's
it's
a
not.
Prostitute website.
Yes, it is.
What kids put you onto this?
The children I work with. He was like, yo, Mr. J. I'm like, why the fuck y'all on there for?
Did they have an answer for
how did you?
You,
need, how did,
did,
you
they,
just got that job. How did you just find out about Backpage?
I've never been on that site. I don't go. I'm,
it's
I'm
like
old.
They have other stuff, but it's really, it's just for prostitutes.
Good for them.
What, is it just sex Craigslist?
It's pretty much
yeah,
just sex
that is. Like
look,
encounters and
see,
shit.
It has all this other stuff, but like you click it and there's not like
John
much list? Here. Like think about like there's like two posts a day for like any job, right? But then you go to escorts.
I agree.
And there's woo! Just hundreds a day. They have the other stuff so that they're like, no, we're not a prostitute website. We just offer it.
Is this an extent? Whoa.
These are fake pictures.
Yeah, I might be going out on a limb here, but this sounds like a front.
Yeah. Is this like associated with Village Voice? I know Village Voice used to have that back in the day.
I don't think so. It's just, I mean, it's a nationwide company.
Good for them.
We're just looking at pictures of prostitutes now. Just so if anybody listening wants to know.
And what's the website? Backpages.com?
Yeah. Yeah, Backpage.com. I mean, everybody who's listening to this, I don't know how you two have missed this.
Yeah, I'm not young like
I'm
that.
Not it's trolling for prostitutes.
Yeah, but you know about things.
He's a happy man. Damn.
Oh, no, man.
They don't look that. It's the same girl from the other picture and shit. Oh, this
that,
is
they're
why.
Just both Asian, John.
Are you sure?
Yes.
They look the same to me.
What nationality prostitute you think is the most is the most represented in New York City?
Probably Spanish.
With the human trafficking, I'd say Asian.
Asian, right?
You think so?
If you...
I think Spanish is more broadened out in the city, though. You got to go to certain spots. It might be more per capita in the area, but there's got to be more Spanish prostitutes, I think.
Oh, there's a lot of Asian massage parlors all over New York City in every single borough.
Right. I mean, if you count a hand job as a prostitute, which, I mean, you do.
Those girls are prostitutes.
Yeah, so they're... And there's... I mean, there's... They busted 12 in my old neighborhood in a day, and I was like, there's still like 15 that they missed. Because you pass them, there'd be like five on a block some places. They're on the second floors of a lot of places. They're everywhere, man.
Good for them.
I see those rub-and-tug places that look like shitty. Like, who would go in there? It's like in a place where it's like mad out in the open. Nobody wants to be seen going into these places.
I don't know why.
And like Williamsburg, where it's just like, who the fuck, how can they afford these rents? Just... Jerking dudes. They
do it. Some hipster, dude. Hey, look, I just want to get a hand job right now.
Oh, yeah. I'll put down $1,500 for that. I'm pretty sure somebody would pay that outrageous fucking price for a handy. Damn, son. Yeah, you're probably right. Just Asian broads and shit.
There's a lot of that.
Just, you know, because there's just so many Asians in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Just mad prostitutes, Johnny.
I'm not mad at that. It's nothing you ain't gonna hear me complain about. Jeez.
I read something on Vice today. Maybe we won't need these prostitutes. They got, you know, there's every couple of months there's like a new virtual sex thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So this is like actually like you can see that I'm showing you a picture of this like contraption.
What the fuck?
Here, and it hooks up to a Tenga, like a throwaway fleshlight that they make.
Uh-huh.
And basically if you thrust, it pushes back, and then on the computer screen.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and on the computer screen, there's a visual of, like, a virtual...
It's like you fucking a Sims character.
Basically.
What the fuck?
You seeing this?
Wow. Yeah.
And,
It's a picture of... Well, on the screen, it's a picture of a woman bent over with this
R2-D2
fake fleshlight going into her vagina.
You put your cock in this tube, and it'll, like... You, like, kind of fuck the tube, I guess.
That shit sounds like it would be mad noisy, though.
Yeah, you want to watch the video... I put it on silent because it's kind of stupid, but it kind of shows how it works.
Put your dick in.
See, like, here's this chick giving the hand job, right, on the screen.
She looks very young. Let's put that up right now. She looks extremely young.
I didn't design the program,
John. I'm just saying. I know you did.
And then you see it's giving a hand job.
Whoa.
And you get, like, a virtual goggles.
Damn, are we getting that lazy? We can't even jerk ourselves off, B. I mean, shit is automated now, man.
I mean, that's what prostitutes have been forever, John.
Yeah, but... At least it's the fucking human interaction and shit. Now you're really going to fuck your computer and shit. That's terrible.
There's one company in Japan. I saw this, I don't know, about a month ago. That they make childlike dolls. Oh. Like a real doll, but they make a child version of it.
To, like, nurse and practice fucking parenthood? Please tell me that's what that's for.
Like a, you know, like a 8-year-old girl or something.
No. But, like, to practice parenthood, right? And change diapers or whatnot or whatever.
This thing?
I don't know. What's it called? Does it start with a T?
Oh, no.
Yeah, Trotla?
Yeah, that's it. It's like 12-year-old Asian girls, I guess.
That's fucking disturbing.
The company clearly states the dolls are not to be used for sexual purposes, but if they're just kids' toys, why the hell would you dress them up in matching white lace lingerie sets and give them teeny weeny awkward nipples
and organs like that?
Does it give? I don't know. I don't know if they have organs. They just have mouths and shit.
They have mouths.
God damn.
And they look like small children.
Oh shit.
Yeah, uncomfortable, huh, Johnny?
What the fuck? Where's this from? Japan?
A Japanese guy makes them.
Just stick to manga
or South
guys.
Korean? I can't remember. One or the other. You know, two totally different
cultures.
Oh my god,
this thing is fucking creepy looking.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, Vice did a profile on the. They talked to the guys who created it, and they have one of the pictures is a. Well, it looks like a 10 to 12 year old girl dressed in a bikini. That is just a doll.
Oh my god.
Yeah. You happy now, Johnny, that you brought this up?
I bought this. I didn't even know about it. Don't put this on me, son.
You believe what a creep Johnny is?
Yeah, that's what I do, right.
1,400 on the SATs. I
say. 15, fucker. Oh, my God. That is fucking disturbing. Like, oh.
So, you're going to put one of those on our Amazon wish list, Chris.
You're not going to do that.
Let's see if Amazon sells them.
I'm pretty sure they'll put you on a list if you buy that.
Let's see if Amazon sells them.
I don't think they let them sell them in Europe or something. I think some
country. There's a reason for that.
This is in Europe, dog. It doesn't come up.
Thank God.
What does come up is a bunch of children's books.
About Hank. I don't know what a Hank is.
Just stop searching for children's stuff, all right? Just stop. This can't possibly. We're going to get put away for this.
Yeah, dude, this is terrible.
John, you been watching True Detective?
I don't have HBO, man.
Damn, son.
Yeah, you got to torrent that shit, bro. HBO show's mad easy to torrent.
All right.
Those things get uploaded immediately, like an hour after they're done. They're up.
Good show, though?
Yeah, it's great.
It's amazing.
Is it? But McConaughey's on there. So is Harrelson. So they,
McConaughey's a total psychopath in this movie. I could believe it. In this TV show, rather. It seems like a movie, but it's a TV show.
I'm one behind. I'm up to episode 4.
Get ready for your mind to be blown.
I don't know. Episode 4 was pretty dope. I guess there wasn't that much mind-blowing in it.
What would happen at end of episode 4 was the tracking shot through the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Next episode's even crazier.
Word. I'm glad they're getting some action.
Just tell them what happens.
I'm ruining for you. I don't care if I ruin something for Chris, but Johnny, I care if I ruin something for you.
I'm gonna I gotta watch this shit now. Like, you gotta teach me how to torrent shit then. I've never done it.
Look, dude, I know everything can't be on Netflix like you like, but sometimes you have to just go on the internet so everyone can download a torrent.
Damn.
Oh, you texted me the other day that you saw Blackfish.
Yeah, you're a piece of shit.
Why am I
a piece of shit? Oh, yeah, put it on. Like, fucking expand your mind and shit.
It was a good movie. I watched it today.
That shit was no fucking movie. That shit was a documentary, first off. It was terrible.
That's a movie. That's a type of movie.
Fucking a whale's getting away with murder. What, do you kill 4 people?
Yeah.
Fucking bastard.
And then they just jerk him off as a reward.
Yeah, that was also weird. I was like, oh, what the fuck, man?
We're talking about Blackfish. That's the documentary that's nominated for best documentary, I'm pretty sure.
I would imagine it got so much buzz.
Let me double check that. But it's the documentary about SeaWorld.
SeaWorld's a piece of shit.
And killer whales.
Because, like, they're breeding that motherfucker, too. It's like, god damn.
Yeah. Actually, it's not on here.
It's not nominated? Okay, yeah. People thought it was going to get nominated.
You wanted
it
to, didn't you, fucking hippie?
No.
So hip's the movie.
No, I thought we were all pulling for Active Killing, which is on there.
Oh, no, Active Killing, that's good. What I want to win.
Hell yeah.
The square is pretty good too.
What's that about? It's Tiananmen Square.
No, it's about the Egyptian uprising.
Oh, yeah, that sounds dope. I'd check that one out. Yeah.
So you're on SeaWorld's side?
No, not really. I'm just like, I hate everything involved with that movie. The whales, the fucking people, the people that fucking capture
the
whales.
Why do you hate the whales?
Motherfucker killed 4 people. Like,
yeah, because he's a prisoner.
That don't make sense. If a prisoner in fucking human jail does that, they put him on death row, or at least move him somewhere
else.
Yeah,
but that prisoner did something to get to prison.
And that prisoner isn't making them millions and millions of dollars.
That's true. When's the last time you heard somebody going to SeaWorld, though? I don't, like, how much are they really making?
I would bet that people still go to SeaWorld. Like, if I didn't know about this kind of shit, I probably would go to SeaWorld.
I'm pretty sure after Blackfish, though, that fucking, that price is probably dropping on that. They're not making that much.
I'm sure it seriously hurt their business. Yeah,
they're not going to go out of business, but...
Who knows? But I know I was just devastated when I realized, wait a minute, I never really thought where the whales come from.
Yeah,
they steal them from their mothers.
Yeah, that was fucking
brutal.
Well,
now they just breed them, though, right?
They still take them away
from their mothers.
Yeah, but like the fucking bent... And the last time I went to SeaWorld, what was that, like 8 or 9? I remember they had a fucking bent fin and shit. And I was like, oh, okay. I didn't think that was normal.
And Free Willy wasn't that... Yep. Like, the whole plot of Free Willy was just
really?
That... yeah. Wasn't it the whole plot that the whale was being mistreated at SeaWorld?
I don't know, SeaWorld. It was SeaWorld.
I saw that movie.
Talking about Cool Runnings and Free Willy.
Damn.
Throwback. It's Throwback Friday here on the Saudi Radio. Duh.
It's like the equivalent of a whale having a crooked dick and shit. I'm like, damn. That's mad and masculine, too, because they say in the wild they don't have that shit. It's like 1%.
No, because they're happy, because they're running around the ocean. They're feeling great.
And they look mad friendly and shit, unlike dolphins who fucking rape people.
Yeah, dolphins have been known to.
They rape. It's not have been known. They do that shit. I don't. I'd never get in a pool with one of the motherfuckers. Well, I'd rather get in there with a whale.
Well, that documentary, The Cove, that won best documentary when it was.
I had to check that out. It was, it's,
no,
I
it's gonna make you. It's gonna make you even sadder than.
Why
the,
are you recommending this shit for?
I never recommended it. I just said it won the goddamn Oscar, Johnny.
Making it sound good. That's irresistible, right? This Oscar winning fucking documentary.
If Blackfish made you feel sad, The Cove will make you feel even worse.
Oh, really? I never saw that one.
It's worse than the Blackfish.
What's that about?
It's about this cove in Japan where the Japanese just just herd mad dolphins in and they just slaughter all of them.
For tuna?
Yeah. Oh. Or for food or whatever. I don't know. Or for their fat, their blubber or whatever.
I didn't even know. I thought dolphins were pretty lean. I didn't even know they had that kind of fat.
And they had like the trainer on Flipper, like talking. Like the guy who trained Flipper like became like a huge pro dolphin rights activist.
Son of a bitch.
Because like he said, like he held it, like he knew a dolphin that killed itself, like it committed suicide because it was so sad. Yeah, it was
How did it do it?
It like kept like
it built his own
jumping out of the. It kept like it was like drowning itself or something. Like it,
Oh man.
It's bad.
Oh.
So yeah, Free Willy is about.
It had a Native American in there, so it had some kind of
a
fucking
park owner
thing
mistreating this whale. And trying to kill it so he could get the insurance money for it.
And Michael Madsen was actually a good guy in that movie. That movie was kind of weird.
Was he the dad or something?
Yeah,
stepdad
I think so.
Or something, man.
But yeah, so he was. So yeah, I bet this movie actually made more people go to SeaWorld, though.
Obviously.
But it's about SeaWorld being a dick to a whale.
No, SeaWorld wasn't the main culprit. But
it would case who I see a big killer whale, you know?
I kind of still want to see one. Yeah, maybe kind of want to see them up close.
Go on a cruise or something. One of those Alaskan cruises or some shit. Yeah. Go to Iceland. You'll see whales.
That's true.
You could go to SeaWorld. It's a lot cheaper and a lot closer. But I'm just saying, you do you.
Iceland seems pretty dope.
It's cool. I just don't have that kind of money.
I don't think they're on the euro. It might not be that expensive.
But thank you
evil,
for that.
Evil
though.
Euro.
Thank you for that fucking recommendation.
I never recommended. Oh, for
you did
Blackfish?
Yes,
oh,
you
yeah,
did.
I probably
yes,
did
you
say
did.
It.
Yo, it'll change your life. I'm like, word? Okay. It did. I fucking hate everything now.
Oh, yeah. SeaWorld's the worst place
ever. God damn. The funny shit, too, was everybody in that shit was ex-employees, though they had that one ex-guy they just kept backing them up.
Oh, yeah. That guy was the worst.
I don't know. He was a plant, though. Like, I'm thinking they paid him just to be that guy. Because the shit he was saying made no kind of fucking sense.
They're saying, what, 70 trainers have died since the 60s or something?
Nah.
Well, there's been
70
incidents.
Oh, okay. I think they said, like, what, seven?
Those trainers are
seven
on borrowed
nine.
Time. Like, those whales are just looking to kill them at any given second.
The whales aren't looking to kill them at any given second. I think it just takes time for the whales to decide.
They can't kill them now because they can't even fucking ride on them. They got to be behind that barrier and shit. Yeah. And SeaWorld, of course, is appealing that ruling. That's just SeaWorld for you.
Oh, they said that, right? There's a ruling they can no longer ride the whales.
But they're appealing it, so we'll see.
I don't think they're going to. After this, I don't think they're going to get that appeal.
Probably not.
I mean, that was the whole point that all these people wanted to be SeaWorld trainers, though, so they could ride, they could surf on those whales. Remember in the beginning?
Oh.
Yeah.
When he took that lady down, I was like, oh, that shit is over, son. That shit was over.
And they don't even eat him, right? Because they don't.
They tear him up pretty good, but they don't eat him. I don't think they're cannibals like that.
They don't eat them. They just rip you apart.
Yeah. I was like, damn. Broken fucking left elbow.
But they eat mammals, right? They eat seals in the wild.
Yeah, that video where they showed me and that said, they had it on YouTube. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Where they ganged up on that one. It was like four of them. They got them off the ice. Shit was all right.
How do four killer whales split up a seal?
I don't know, dude.
Was that video? Like, they are pretty intense. Was the video, like, recently? I mean, mad people talk. We never talked about it on here. The dolphins eating the blowfish venom to get high.
Oh, word? Oh, nice.
Yeah, you saw this, right, Stanley?
No, I didn't see that.
Let me see if I
so
can
they're like
the
bad
video.
Guys from like Death Wish and shit. They get high before they rape people and whatnot.
Oh, no, those crazy blackfish, where they said the killer whales have giant brains. They have super involved emotions.
Yeah.
It makes me feel pretty sad.
They fucking communicate. They're not smart enough not to get caught, though. They try.
They try.
They try. I'll give them that. That shit was heartbreaking. I'm like, I don't want to watch it.
They're stealing. They're stealing. Oh, I love the, they were interviewing one dude. It's like old grizzled dude who was like from a NAM vet.
Yeah.
Who got a job as hunting down these whales and grabbing them. And he was like, I've done a lot of terrible things. I've seen a lot of awful,
he just
awful
shook
things.
His head like, I can't unsee that shit.
But the worst thing ever is taking that baby whale away. It's not like he stopped doing it. He kept doing it. Like, he kept the job.
The money is good. Fuck it. Like, especially if you're a non-vet. You can't do much with your life after non, man. terrible. You probably kill like a whole village of children, just assuming. But sure. Taking a baby whale was worse than that.
Yeah, man.
It's the screams. If they were quiet animals, it wouldn't bug people so much.
Oh, hell no.
And then when they take them out of SeaWorld, like the parents, I don't know why they do that. That's fucked up, too. When they take the little seals, fucking little baby whales out of there with the moms and shit.
Mad
the moms
sad.
Are crying, like, damn. And then they play that sound, like, yo, I ain't gonna cry. Cat Thomas, I ain't gonna cry. Ain't no bitch. Wanted to, but I did not.
That's good.
So I have to watch that, put on Jacob's Ladder. That shit sobered me up a little bit. I was like, all right. Life
it's a weird view.
See, look at the dolphins sucking on the blowfish so that they can get the venom out so they get high.
Damn.
They just suck it out. They let it live.
But that don't kill them?
They just rub the poison on their mouths and they get high off of it.
Oh, man. Well, it's not actually sure they get high on it, right?
They don't know for sure. They'd have to, I guess, put one in a fucking MRI tank and rub a blowfish on it.
Oh.
Really wash their brains. But
well,
why
what are we waiting for? Let's go steal a dolphin from the sea and some blowfish and find an MRI tube for us. I don't know where we're going to keep the dolphin in the meantime.
We'll kiddie pool.
All right. Sounds good.
They need to breathe. So, yeah, kiddie pool makes sense. They get wet, they breathe at the same time. Also, that naked dude. I just remember that they found in SeaWorld.
Oh, that weird naked guy? Yeah.
That they didn't put that on the body count. I do count Tilikum as killing five motherfuckers.
Yeah, Tilikum's a badass.
I was like, damn, son. And he's just using his jizz. He's got like, he's sired like 60 offspring or some crazy shit like that.
Yeah, extremely giant killer whale, one that was like really big and they found in the wild. They just used all of his cum to make other fucking whales.
And then, of course, like if you want to take your kids to a nice time and you want to see a murder, might as well just take them to SeaWorld because somebody's going to die again. That's the way they made it sound.
What city do you think has the highest rent? In
New York.
America. New York, you say?
New York or L.A., one of the two.
What about you, Chris? What do you say?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it's New York. I can say San Francisco comes close, right?
Yeah, I forgot about San Fran.
What would I tell you? What would you think if I told you that you were completely fucking wrong?
You're a cocksucker and you're a liar.
Like, sound like morons. The average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in New York City is $1,500, give or take.
That's fucking high, though.
At $2,400 a month for a one-bedroom apartment, it's the average. In Williston, North Dakota.
I don't even know where the fuck that is.
That is the
is that a cowboy
city
town?
With the highest rate, highest rent prices in the country.
What's the income in there? It's probably pretty. It's better than national average, I'd assume, right?
The reason, oil.
Of course,
North Dakota, and especially Williston, has blown up because of the oil boom. Because it's just dudes moving in every day to pump oil.
Oil barons, I dig it.
So now, a one-bedroom apartment's $2,400 a month in the middle of
that
nowhere
ain't shit
in North
to them.
Dakota.
If $2,400 ain't nothing to you, God bless you, man.
Well, these guys, all they're doing, these dudes, is making money. There's nothing to spend it on. I mean, I think this might be the same town that has, like, one strip club, and they're all just, all these, and it's just banking it up.
Oh, my God.
Because it's all
be
dudes
awesome.
By themselves. It's like their families aren't with them.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you ever, like, technically, it'd be
I mean,
a
I'm sure there's
got to
be
right?
prostitutes out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, prostitutes are flying in, like, what?
It's a fucking boom town. It's like fucking RoboCop 1. You just start paying off people's vices, get a fucking casino going. Whores, strip clubs, all that shit. BD clinics.
What I'm saying is, why don't we just start our truffle whiskey distillery in Williston, North Dakota?
Might as well. You know we're going to have some investors and shit.
I think truffle pussy would probably do better down there. I'm sure they have booze.
Or we could just start selling fleshlights out there.
Yeah, fuck it. Be like, yo, if you're on the rig, it's getting lonely, you can't get a whore to come up here, fleshlight it.
You don't want to fuck a pussy? Here's the next best thing.
It's an animal's pussy. I saw that thing with all those guys fucking donkeys in Colombia.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
It is weird about old stories coming out of that those North Dakota towns where it's just like there's just crime is skyrocketing. Women are getting harassed every day.
Of course. It's the Old West out there.
It really is the Old West.
Well, yeah, you just put a bunch of dudes somewhere and just be like, yep. It's because the weather in North Dakota is not that bad, is it?
Yeah, it's bad. Badlands, dude.
Yeah, they get shitty weather. Real hot winters, real cold fucking winters, and real fucking hot summers and shit. I don't even think they have a spring.
And they're
there.
Working on dangerous ass oil rigs.
Yeah,
so I'm just saying, you get a bunch of fucking salty ass dudes probably just beating the shit out of each other and, yeah, harassing
women. Could you imagine what a fucking
bored.
Motel room would cost? Out there? It's got to be shit to be a worker. The owners are straight, but I'm pretty sure, like, the hotels are charging them out the ass and the workers.
I think all those guys are making like $100K minimum, like walking in there.
What the fuck?
Look at the apartments too. They don't even look nice. They're just on dirt.
Who gives a shit?
No, they're they're metal, they're tin boxes. You know, yeah. They're one step up from a trailer park.
They look like
got to be nice in there though.
The like buildings that they built during like the army builds like for temporary housing. Yeah, like temporary barracks and shit.
Yeah. Fuck it, that's 2,400. Huh? That's what 2,400 gets you out there.
Yeah.
Like a baller, son.
North Dakota bros probably fat off of bison and buffalo meat, too. I don't know if the prostitutes are worth it. I'll stick to making minimum wage out here, thank you very much.
I think we should all just make a move for this whole oil rig thing. This
we'll be oil men?
Yeah, we'll be all men.
That'd be cool. I think we'd be grizzled oil.
I have been
wanting
to buy me a fucking snake hat. That'd be kind of nice.
Yeah.
Just go town to town and shit. Dump a Bible, wear a snake hat.
That guy died handling a snake.
Yeah, he did.
Which guy?
Some guy that was on some snake handler reality series died in church handling a snake.
Viper bit him.
Yeah.
Viper don't play.
Guess he wasn't very good at his job then, huh? Nah. Why'd he get a reality show?
He got a reality show. He got to be all right. He's got to be better than your normal fucking snake handler.
I don't think you do. I think you just have to have a personality and charisma. Or not even that at this point. You just have to be a crazy drunk white trash.
Yeah. Does he work at, what's that, a Walmart vest?
It looks like a Walmart vest, but yeah, some guy. Guys in Kentucky, down in Kentucky, he was on a show called Snake Salvation. I never even heard of it.
Oh, God.
I guess after Duck Dynasty, they were like, all right, we just need alliteration animal hillbilly shows. Let's
with
go.
With Jesus.
Yeah.
Put Jesus in there because they love their Jesus.
God damn that. That's why Duck Dynasty is so popular, right? Because it's Christian based.
Yo, my brother loves that show. He called me the other day. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. He was like, yo, Duck Dynasty's on. Like, I haven't watched that shit. Yo, this shit is popping, son. I'm like, nah, I'm good. What? I'll just sit back, watch my Netflix.
Well, some people like it for the freak show aspect of it. That's the people we see. They just like to watch, like, guys.
You like the shit on it.
Yeah. But then, I'd imagine that a lot of the people who came out and supported it and, like, because nobody would have supported the Jersey Shore guys if they started dropping N-bombs. You know what I mean? Like, or something like that.
Speak for yourself, Chris.
I know you were all about the situation. That's your boy. But,
oh, hell yeah.
But with these guys, like, you know, there's a freak show aspect of it, and those are the people who instantly turned on them. And there's the, you know, the people who are just like, oh, they're preaching Christian values in the show. I've never seen it, so
neither
I have no
I.
idea. I don't think the same people would come for Snake Salvation, because these aren't good Christian values.
Why not, Dick?
Did you read the Bible? The snake is the devil.
Yeah, that's why he's fighting.
Yeah, but he's
though.
Taming the he's taming the snake.
Making
the
sure
devil.
They don't talk, son.
Once is that the point? Talk, of I have no idea. I really don't know anything about
I think
snake
they
handler.
Fight. Yeah.
Other than Mo Sizlak was born a snake handler and he'll die a snake handler.
Oh shit, man! Nah, but they had some dude out in fucking New York a couple years back, right? I think he was like
a snake handler.
I thought so. I think they had him on Spring.
You think
or
a lot
shit,
of things.
Man.
Springer is taped in Chicago and now Connecticut.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure he had a snake handling dude in the fucking thing, man. Was it Earl a snake handler?
No.
No?
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
That was his religion. No?
I don't think they let black people in those churches. Look at these, look at these people. These people don't look like they like black people. Look at this picture of snake handlers.
Well, is that a black guy in the middle?
No.
No?
That's a snake, Johnny.
Oh, my God.
That's incredibly racist.
There was a dude right there. No. Fucking
you
best.
Were
not
way
at all.
Off. You're a racist.
Not at all.
I'm embarrassed right now.
No, but it's a Christian thing, so I'm pretty sure they're not pro-snake. I
wouldn't know. Chris brought it up, and you're just talking fucking gibberish.
I'm just saying. I don't think they'd be pro-snake. He thinks they might be. I don't know.
Wait, when we talk about North Dakota, I found a place where you should live.
Where's that?
All right. You don't like children, right?
Oh, no, not at all.
Did you know that in Belgium?
I don't even like children robots.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you don't even like children dolls.
No, not at all.
You know that in Belgium, it's the first country to legalize euthanasia for children.
Oh, my God.
What?
For terminally ill children.
Oh,
that's rough, man.
They have to decide they want to die.
Oh.
So that's where you should live. You can put children to death.
I do want to go to Belgium. I would like
just
to go there.
Just kill children because you're
a child
murderer.
No, like it seems like a nice country to visit.
Really? A child murder capital of Europe?
That's what I'm saying.
That's a rough
Belgium
one.
Is basically Coney.
Oh, my God. Shout out to that dude. He beat the
but
law.
With Belgian waffles and great good chocolate.
King of Belgium's all about killing kids.
Oh, yeah. He has a fucking throne made of children's skulls and shit like the Predator.
Sounds
whatnot,
like Game
dude.
Of Thrones, son.
Oh, yeah.
You watch Game of Thrones, Johnny?
I've heard of it. I've read it online. I haven't watched it yet. One day, son. One day.
That's pretty extreme. So the child has to ask for death, or the parents.
The parents have to okay it, but the child has to ask for it.
Your parent
can't just be like, "Yeah, we're gonna kill our kid because it's a burden." The kid has to be like, "I want to die."
That's horrifying.
Why don't we send all our emo kids over there then? That'll fucking go by quick. They get bored. We handle it right then and there.
That's true. Is emo a terminal disease though? I don't know.
It should be.
Oh, God, that's really dark. I want to think about little kids asking for death.
When you were a kid, you did all the time. You're just like, please, just kill me.
I don't think I did.
Terminally ill. Oh, all right.
Europe really just wants euthanasia and no religion.
Yeah, they're all about those things.
At least big parts of it.
Yeah.
And then other giant parts of France are just very, very Muslim.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Why?
Just like the influx of all that shit. That's why the racism in that country's going up.
It's just immigration, yeah.
Influx of immigrants generally causes racism. It's just gonna happen.
They're not really helping themselves when they don't want to, like, fucking play ball either.
What, the French?
No, the Muslims over there.
What do you mean they don't want to play ball?
Like, they gotta do the burqa shit everywhere. They go like, yo, you know.
That's their religion. They think that they go to hell.
They look mad.
They're brainwashed into thinking that they go to hell if they don't do that.
Don't make it right. You in France? Like, when in Rome, as they say. When in Rome, do shit like Romans do or whatever.
Is that a direct quote?
I don't fucking know, dude.
Oh, we missed one story.
What was the story?
They're trying to limit the amount of dollar pizza spots. This is a story near Johnny's house.
Fuck that.
No!
In Lower East Side,
no!
Yeah.
Assholes.
No!
It would be LES. You
There's a group called No More LES Pizzerias issuing a plea to Community Board 3 to promote diversity in low-end foods.
We should just do a New York-based show because there's enough New York stuff that we can just go off on. We should do that.
Would you eat a fucking dollar taco? I know I wouldn't.
I need a dollar taco.
I need a dollar taco.
There's a place that has $1.50 tacos. Tacos El Bronco. That shit is the shit.
$1.50 works. Dollar seems kind of shit. What kind of meat are you getting for $1?
Cabeza?
God, no.
You don't eat that?
No.
I
fuck
eat that.
Out of here. No, you do. You
That's
fancy
goat head.
Fuck.
For the people.
Not all the time.
I eat out of a truck.
They'll give you the pork face sometimes, too. Those cheap motherfuckers.
I'll eat that face meat.
I prefer chorizo. Safe. Safe and good.
There ain't going to be no dollar, chief.
It's fine. I'll spend the extra buck.
Oh.
But dollar pizza's my shit.
Hell yeah. Can't beat that when you fucked up. And some of them spots is actually credible. They all right.
Yeah, they're fine.
Some of them.
It's just an open face hot pocket. That's how I like to look at it.
That one by the fucking old pier, the pier bar and shit is pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
That one's
all
right.
That's a solid one. That's been around for a while.
Yeah, shit's good.
It's on 42nd.
By the fucking Javits Center on the back end of it. Shit's popping, sir.
They're just going to replace the dollar pizza with, like, something else for a dollar. It's
shit. That's what they want. Like a dollar hot dog, I guess.
Well, the dollar hot dog spots are all going. Grace is gone.
Well, they're all being priced out by the dollar pizza spots.
Crazy.
People are going to go for the tour. They make their money off the tourists. The tourists are going to go for the pizza. They don't know about Grace Papaya. Grace Papaya isn't. Nobody's looking up Grace Papaya on TripAdvisor.
Why don't we just start up a store up front called Dollar Hot Dogs and just put it right next to the hot dollar pizza?
Because the reason
Grace Papaya might be, like you said, confusing to people. Like, what's a papaya, huh?
Oh, you know
but there's
what?
Just dollar hot dogs.
No, but I'm saying that people go for pizza over hot dogs every time.
Yo, dollar bowl of spaghetti and sauce. That's it. Fucking SpaghettiOs and whatnot, just $4. You go in there, people buy it. Hipster kids
no,
buy
you need
that
hand
shit.
Food. You need a good hand
I'm going to go buy a hot
hand
dog
food.
Right now that we're done here. I love hot dogs.
You need a good hand food, though. Dollar Stromboli.
That'd be pretty sick. You're not gonna get that for a dollar. Yeah, you ain't gonna get that for a dollar, Chris.
That's true.
That's mad ingredients in that shit.
What's something cheap?
Pretzel?
Something that's fried. That's cheap to fry things.
You could do like two.
We're gonna pick this up next week. You're listening to High Society.
Dollar truffles.
You've been listening to High Society Radio on morelikeradio.com. Twitter is at HSRadioShow. Facebook.com/High Society Radio. And Reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye. We love. Must say goodbye.